Can you hear me okay? Good. Alright, so you want me to get myself off and tell you exactly what it feels like and what's happening to my body. I think I can do that. I'll do my best to not go into what I'm thinking so much so I can focus on the physical sensations, but doctor, if I'm going to be honest, this is one of my fantasies. Ever since I can remember, I have had fantasies of being usually strapped down on a table in a clinical white room with sensors placed on my body so that my reactions were measured as they examined and inspected and tested my reactions to things. The setup you have here today is not quite as... It's not quite like in my fantasies, but just knowing that you're listening to me is... That's pretty good. Alright, so... Let me focus here. I'm starting with my breasts. Pulling them out of my shirt and my bra. I keep my shirt on most of the time because I get cold. And I'm just rubbing the tips of my nipples with each of my hands. And as my nipples get hard, I definitely get wet. Usually I do this as long as I can stand it, because rubbing my nipples and pinching them. Is the easiest way for me to get completely soaking wet. My nipples don't like to stay entirely hard for very long, though. So I might use my clamps that I have. Just after... like a minute of this? Just the tips of my fingers and a little bit of pinching. I can feel the warmth down in my cunt. And my legs are, and hips are starting to move, kind of without my thinking about it. Oh, God. I'm just kind of flicking them now with my fingers. Run my hands over them so I can just feel the puckered skin. My left. And my left breast, it's getting softer. So I'll use something that bites a little more. I'm rolling them both between my fingers, imagining that they're being bitten. Use a little bit of nails. I like it to hurt a little bit. When someone sucks so hard that it makes me cry out. Oh, God. to touch my cunt yet, because I kind of love this sweet frustration when I just use my nipples. But I can feel myself getting so wet. Oh. Are you sure there's no guidelines for this? I have a couple different, I don't know, let's call them flavors of orgasms. The way I come with a vibrator feels very different from the way I come with a dildo. And the way I come when I play with my ass is different still. So I'll see how many of those I can show you and talk about. I'm gonna put the clamps on now. Oh. Ah. Oh God. I love that. I'm moving down to my cunt now, but my nipples are all clamped. Oh, my chain is really cold against my skin. Yeah. Playing with my tits gets me really wet. So I'm just kind of grazing my middle finger over my clit and stroking my lips with my other fingers. And then everything's swollen, and my clit is definitely a little hard. And I just feel this, like, aching need to have something inside me. So I'm gonna... use my plug. Let's see if I can manage it with just the lube from my pussy. Oh. Oh God. It's not a very big plug, so yes, I can. So now that I have the plug in my ass, I'm rubbing my clit a little faster. And I tighten the clamps a little bit. So, between the feeling of being filled in my ass and a little bit of pain on my nipples. Oh, I'm rubbing the very tip of my clit now, and it feels almost warm. There's like a sharpness that I can feel. It means I'm getting kind of close. Oh God. Yeah, it's almost like burning. But... and my whole body starts to tense when I do it like this. Oh, fuck. Shit. But I don't think I want to make myself come with my fingers on my clit. No, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna fuck myself with a glass dildo. Oh, God. It slides in so smoothly. I'm just gonna hold it there and not fuck myself just yet and go back to my clit. So I can just enjoy the feeling of being filled. Oh, God. I'm barely moving my finger. I'm just pressing. And again, I can feel... I'm feeling it start to build. And now the cold glass inside me. And the warm... The hot feeling I get from rubbing my clit. The contrast is... Oh, God. I'm gonna stop. I want to try and make myself come just from the dildo first. So, I started fucking myself. I don't often do this. Oh, with a plug-in. And it... Oh, it feels different. I could feel... The dildo kind of rubbing, oh God, rubbing differently now that the plug is in. I don't know why I'm using the plug today. I think knowing that you're listening, doctor, making me feel a little dirtier. Oh, fuck. The dildo is angled two different ways. And I just spun it around so that it's setting my G-spot differently. I'm using very, very short, very, very fast strokes. Oh God, I'm not touching my clit, but I can feel it. Oh God. Oh, I'm getting close. I've sped up the depth, so I'm fucking myself. So hard. I'm starting to tighten around it. Oh God. Fuck. Feels fuzzy and feel this rush of heat all over my body. And when I came, I tensed so much that that's an unfortunate choice of words. The stupid plug that I was using came out. I need to get a better one. Oh, God. That wasn't very detailed, I don't think, doctor. I'm sorry. But it's hard. Oh, God, it's hard to get very specific about all of those feelings. I pulled the clamps off. Because I don't like to leave them on that long. But my nipples are... They're hard now. After being clamped for a few minutes. So... I'm gonna leave the dildo in. and try and describe what it feels like when I just rim my clit. Oh. So soon after I came, everything is, it's a little softer. And today it's kind of desensitized, which is a little odd, actually. Because often, right after I come, I'm almost painfully sensitive. But I'm rubbing around my clit. Oh. And there it is. I've worked through the desensitization, and I can feel it start to swell and harden again. I'm avoiding the very, very tip and just kind of rubbing around. Rubbing around the whole area. Oh. And it feels really nice doing this. Oh, God. I'm coming from rubbing my clit. It's almost less satisfying to me. It's faster. And if I'm really in a hurry, then I use my wand and I kind of lay on top of it and just push my hips into it so that it's not touching my clit. All the time, it's just but just rubbing it with my finger is, it's actually sort of hard for me to come this way. Oh, it feels so good, and it's so relaxing. It's, it's relaxing to the point where I'll find myself just kind of idly rubbing my clit. Like while I'm watching TV or something, not even anything sexy, but even though it's kind of hard and it takes a long time for me to come like this, it does make my limbs loosen really nicely. And I feel very languid and pliant. And I'm at the stage now of kind of detached pleasure where, you could do anything to me, doctor. I'm sorry, that wasn't professional. All right, you want to know what it feels like when I come rubbing my clit? I'd better speed up then. I'm focusing right on a very small area at the head. And I just tensed again, and the dildo slid out. All right, focus. And what I think about when I'm trying to get off this way with just a finger is, it's usually someone going down on me. I try and pretend that my finger is his tongue. And he's just rubbing And then I want to push my hips into his face. Or put my hands in his hair and hold his head there. Orgasm for me. Oh God. I feel like I'm always fighting it for some reason. The pillow there, doctor. Force of habit, I suppose. Oh, God. Oh. The die down is always shorter when I come with my clit. Feel more able to focus and less soft. Does that make any sense? Probably because I usually do that first, and then I have the kind of fuller, more satisfying orgasm from being fucked. It's fun to switch up the order. Now, do I try and make myself come from being fucked in the ass? That's the question. Oh, in the interest of science, I probably should. Oh, slide the dildo back in. To my cunt. Get it wet. But I'm also gonna use lube because I'm not that much of a masochist. Oh. So now I'm God. Just playing with my asshole. I hate that word. Oh, and I'm not liking these sounds either. I don't usually record this. Oh, I just slid a finger into my ass. Oh, and I'm moving it in and out slowly. Doctor, I don't usually do that much ass play, but when I do, oh, I always have to remind myself to relax when I, oh God, when I put it in. And because I don't, it's not a huge, this glass dildo is not very big, but I don't, much anal. Oh God. So it takes me a while to get it all in. And then the feeling of having something in me there. I usually just hold it for a moment to get used to it. I feel myself fighting against it, kind of unconsciously. My ass tenses up so much. And then, oh God, I start to move it. And it does, it hurts a little bit. I like that pain. I'm fucking myself now. Oh God. I feel it. Really, really deep inside. Oh God, kind of thinking about, I wasn't being fucked in the ass when this happened, but I'm thinking about the best orgasm I've had, probably ever. And the first time I was being choked. Oh God, I was on the carpet in the living room. And it was rough, and oh God, I was making noise. So he covered my mouth with his hand, which made me make more noise because it was so fucking hot. And then he put his hand on my throat and put just a little bit of weight behind it instead of fucking me so hard. Oh God. I'm remembering the feeling of his fingers digging into my neck. Fuck. Oh. I can't. My hand isn't anywhere near my gun right now, but I can feel. I can feel myself getting so wet, and my clit is throbbing. Oh God, I'm gonna. Oh, fuck! Out of my ass. It was me feeling so empty. Oh. I don't know how much of that was fucking myself in my ass or the memory of that. Of being choked. Oh, God. That's my go-to memory at the moment. I came so hard that time, and I almost started crying. It's just not something that usually happens to me. Maybe it was a little bit of sub drop, I don't know. Because I was very cuddly afterwards, and I'm usually not. Oh, but none of this is relevant to the physical sensations that you were asking about. A lot of this wasn't relevant. But it all felt very, very good. Even the frustrating clit orgasm. So there you have it, Doctor. I'm a shaky, spent mess. And I don't think I did what you wanted me to do. But I don't really care because it felt good. So you can punish me if you want. That was unprofessional again, I'm sorry. Scientific study. But you can't have girls in here talking about their fantasies and getting off and not expecting them to veer off subject a bit. Can I sleep here for a little while before I leave? Thank you, doctor.